General Lincoln, Mr. President.
Yes, Mr. President.
I was going to ask about the Texas disaster thing. Did we get something done on that, or are we going to do something?
Yes, sir. I talked to the Secretary of Agriculture this morning about this.
Yeah.
And he is having a meeting right now, I think, of his people. I had a long meeting yesterday, principally with his people.
Right.
And I believe that he should make an agricultural disaster declaration immediately.
Yeah.
Which will make available their emergency grain program.
Yeah.
And will also make available their FHA loans.
Yeah.
And I also believe that he should press along on what his people are already doing, which is use their extension services in Texas and probably in Colorado to start to be a catalytic agent to get hay, which they say is in Colorado, moving to Texas.
Yeah.
I have on my desk to think about what I'm going to send you.
Yeah.
I question very seriously that we should make a full disaster declaration. A full disaster declaration triggers everything in that law, including triggers unemployment compensation.
I see.
And the estimate is that we get 65,000 applications. I have that from the Department of Labor.
Right.
They wouldn't be able to distinguish whether they were due to the drought or not.
Yeah.
We get all these workers down there in the South, the migratory workers who they want to migrate north.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to determine.
But let me ask you to do this. I noticed the governor had to do it. Why don't you have Hardin give the governor a call? And I think the main thing is swiftness, so if they don't build it up, he could give the governor a call and tell him where. See what I mean?
I will, yes, sir. Okay.
And get that done.
I'll get that done right away. And so
that we get that much, I'll say we're doing this emergency, so forth and so on. And then the other thing, I noticed he's the small business type of thing. I just want to be sure that Texas, they're really squealing down there.
Yes, sir. Well, with an FHA declaration, that immediately triggers the SBA.
It does.
Yes, sir.
Well, if you could, would you see that Hardin or you or somebody get to the governor on it? And the other one that I would inform would be the tower.
Yes, sir.
We're
in touch from him.
Well, what I mean, so that he can, I tell Tower first, so that, and then let the governor know. See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
All right. It might be better, as a matter of fact, just to give it the proper buildup, is to have tell Tower and let him pass the word back. See what I mean? Let's make a little politics out of this. Tell John Tower. See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And have Hardin give Tower a call and tell him what's available, and then Tower can make the release from here, because it's mainly a political problem. It's a political problem. It's a disaster, too. Will you do that, please?
Yes, sir. I should make clear, sir, that our estimate of the situation is that this is not yet a disaster.
Right, I understand that.
But it might be very tough in 3 or 4 weeks if they don't get hay moving.
And if they don't get some rain. But in any event, you tell, if you could have Hardin call Tower, so that Tower could then say what we're going to do, right?
I will raise that, sir.
Done today.
I'll get that done right away.
Okay.